Chapter 2. The Emperor Wears the New Clothes. The Emperor was getting impatient. He decided to visit the thieves himself. He gathered together many of his loyal advisors. They all went to visit the bad men. Before entering the room, the emperor was very excited. Now he looked and looked, but he couldn't see anything. A terrible feeling passed over him. "I can't see anything. Am I stupid? I must be. But my advisors must never know I cannot see the clothes." The emperor suddenly exclaimed, "This cloth is the most beautiful one I have ever seen. Weavers, please hurry to finish the new clothes. I wish to wear them soon." All of the advisors nodded their heads and said,
"Yes, it is beautiful. It will look very good on you, Your Majesty."
"We are so happy you are pleased with it," the two bad men said. "We will work hard to make the most beautiful clothes. Also, we need more money, silk, and gold thread."
When they were alone, the two men laughed and laughed. Eventually, the two men said,
"It is finished."
The emperor was very happy and went to see his new clothes. The two bad men were standing with their arms in the air. They looked like they were holding something up. Of course, there was nothing there.
"Aren't they marvelous? They are extremely light. In fact, you may even think that you aren't wearing anything," they said.
The emperor undressed and the two thieves pretended to put the clothes on him. The emperor turned round and round in front of the mirror and said,
"These are the most comfortable clothes I have ever worn. I love this new suit."
All of the attendants agreed. Of course, they could only see his underclothes. That day, there was to be a special ceremony. Everyone prepared for the ceremony. His attendants pretended to pick up the long train at the back of his cloak. The emperor walked very proudly. The people in the streets watched and called out,
"The clothes are beautiful! The emperor looks wonderful!"
Then, a little child in the crowd said,
"Daddy, the emperor isn't wearing any clothes."
All the people saw each other's faces. Everyone realized there were no clothes. In the crowd, there was whispering,
"The emperor isn't wearing any clothes."
The emperor could hear all of them. He started to feel very embarrassed. Truly, there were no clothes. After that day, no one spoke of the emperor's new clothes again. Also, the emperor became very humble about his clothes.